First, let's take a look at 我们应该准备一些话剧。准备 is the verb here. 妈妈在准备早餐。爸爸准备出门上班。准备 can also be used as a noun, meaning preparation. For example, 做准备。我们上课前要做准备。In the video, Mr. and Mrs. Wang are going to take painting lessons. They will 准备 some painting supplies. Painting supplies are called 画具 in Chinese. Let's see what kind of painting supplies Mr. and Mrs. Wang need to 准备. First, they will need some paper. In Chinese, we say 纸. Next, they will need a yen, meaning ink slab or inkstone. A mo, or ink stick, to grind the ink would also be useful. 纸, 墨, 砚都已经有了。Do they have enough 画具? Of course they don't. 应该再买几支毛笔。买 is another verb commonly used in daily life. For example, 买菜, 买东西, and 买水果。The opposite of 买 is 卖. For example, if we want to 买 something, the cashier will 卖 it to us. Where can Mr. and Mrs. Wang buy all the 画具 that they need? 到哪里去买呢? Or 在哪里有卖呢? Now let's find out. A 文具店 sells stationery.Including 纸 and 砚. A 百货公司 has an interesting meaning in Chinese. In Chinese, a department store is a place that sells over 100 items. A 百货公司 has many different floors. It offers lots of items, like clothes, furniture, cosmetics, etc. We usually 买 books in a 书店.Some bookstores also sell stationery. The selection can be a bit limited, though. The writing brushes that Mr. and Mrs. Wang want to 买 are available in a 文具店, meaning stationery, 百货公司, department store, or 书店, bookstore as well.